Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Today is a weird anniversary. It was 6 years ago today. 6 years ago today that the Chinese government recorded the first patient with COVID-19.
Patient zero.
Patient zero.
That we know of.
To this day, that person, their identity has remained a secret.
The theories of its origin has changed so many times in the last 6 years.
We wouldn't have even been paying attention to that at the time.
No, that would have been November of 2019.
We weren't really paying attention until basketball, college basketball.
Well, actually, no, I'm going to correct you on that if I can for just a minute. I remember Dan doing a newscast in January of that year.
Okay.
Of 2020, not 2019, 2020. And he mentioned COVID. Or coronavirus.
Or novel virus.
And I said, I don't understand. Why do they call it COVID? And he explained it at the time, and it escapes me at the moment, but coronavirus, blah, blah, blah. And then the number 19 was because that was the year that it was first discovered.
Oh, SARS. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, SARS-CoV-2-19.
Yeah.
I don't remember really, really paying attention. Until basketball started shutting down. I mean, like, we had heard of it. We saw what was going on. Mm-hmm. People over in Asia were wearing masks.
Well, people in Seattle were getting sick.
But I don't remember, like, sitting up, jaw on the floor, oh, my God, this is bad. What is happening to our world until basketball?
So you and I had both booked trips to Cancun in successive weeks.
Yep.
And I remember going down. We flew down to Cancun. And we get into the hotel. And, you know, by now it's on the horizon. We're aware that this might not be very good. And I remember we got down to Cancun in March of 2020. And I'm sitting in the hotel room. And this other woman was on the balcony talking to my mom on the phone. And I'm watching CNN International. And just literally on the ticker on the bottom of the screen, it just says NCAA cancels March Madness.
Mm-hmm.
NASCAR suspends season. Major League Baseball suspends season. I mean, it was just literally every major sport, and we had just gotten to the hotel, hadn't even unpacked.
Nope.
And I screamed out, you know, I try not to cuss in front of my mom. I scream out, holy S. And what's her name comes in from the balcony and says, what's going on? And I said, they've literally just shut down America.
Yeah.
And we had thought about coming back early. I know you ended up coming back early.
I don't even like looking back at that time. I just don't. One of the last photos I have, you can go back into your cell phone, like look up that date in whatever for you that date was.
The day where, the joy died.
Yeah, you had a normal photo on this date, and then the day after that, we're all home and wearing masks and all that, and I've got a photo with Jack. We went to go watch KU play basketball, and we are in Allen Fieldhouse. We took a photo under the Pay Heed sign right outside of where the players rush in, and it was the next day all of my photographs changed. That was the last thing that we did.
Yeah.
Before all hell broke loose.
The chatter surrounding it started up in December of 2019, because we were getting stories of like, this is going to be bad. And we would laugh at it like, whatever, this is the next Ebola. Like, it's not coming here. Not laughing at it because those people were suffering, because obviously we don't want people
laughing
suffering.
About Corona. I remember you saying, why are we calling it Corona?
It's not going to come here. And then sure enough.
Here we are.
I know. It is amazing when I go back over that time in my life, you know, photos tell everything, as you know. And I look through the photo section of my phone, how few pictures I took.
I know.
I think there's one of me, and literally, I think maybe during the whole course of that, the rest of that year from March on, I think I may have taken three or four photographs. One was a picture of my entire family, my brother and his family, my family, my mom, standing out in my mom's driveway. Everybody's wearing masks. We used to have what we called COVID Sundays, where we would get together in my mom's garage with the door open.
Right.
She would sit on the far end of the garage.
6 feet apart.
And we would all sit near the entrance to the garage. And she would, you know, everybody was masked up, and she would bring out the food. And
I'm just stressed out thinking about it. I don't even like to talk about it. I'm like sitting here biting my fingernails.
And the only other picture I have is, and I know I sent this to you and Sam, is one where my hair was as long as it had been since I was a freshman in college, because I couldn't get my hair cut.
And nobody got an hair.
I want to know what gods we have angered that Taco Tuesday falls on Cinco de Mayo, and the whole thing is ruined by a virus named after a Mexican beer.
That's right.
The great Tom Kane.
I remember. Back when we were still laughing before we knew what was about to hit.
Anyway, today was the day, 6 years ago today, that the first person was identified as being infected with COVID-19.
When we get back, several NBA players asked, or NBA adjacent officials asked, to hand over their cell phones.
It's getting worse. By the way, Jahir is going to be headlining the halftime show for the Kansas City Chiefs-Dallas Cowboys game on Thanksgiving Day.
Love it.
Post Malone is doing the halftime show. The game will air on Channel 5 at 3:30 on November 27th, which, of course, is Thanksgiving. It will obviously be in Dallas.
By God, we better win.
Oh, keep winning. We have to win.
Keep winning? Oh, you mean
losing? We got to win. I don't even want to think about it.
They're 5-5, Dana.
I know, Scott.
We can go back to talking about COVID-19.
Anyway, the halftime performance showcases the start of the Salvation Army's Red Kettle campaign, an annual holiday fundraiser for families in need. Last year, that campaign, by the way, generating $100 million nationwide. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.